Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Another happy landing.
What's up, everybody? I have no notes, so I can't tell you shit about the Escape Pod, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. This guy is fucking shit up. He don't have it right? Fuck this man. Escape Pod, Group 117, Miss Marv, yes.
You can find us in all your favorite podcasts on the socials.
Maybe you shouldn't find us.
Well, look for us on the socials. Maybe you should just give it time. Maybe
just,
over there.
Just wait till we come back. We'll have, it'll be under control.
But they're already here for this week.
Well, yeah, just stay.
Everybody says it's better now. So, yay, you fixed it.
Yay.
Right. Anyway, check out the Red 5 Network for all kinds of excellent podcasts. They all have to be better than this one right now.
Fuck yeah.
At the moment.
They are excellent. We are Bogus Journey.
I'm going to drink more.
Excellent Adventure. We are Bogus Journey. That's what I'm calling it. I said it. It needed to be said.
What a dick.
Yeah. Well, sometimes penises need to be made.
If you're listening to this as an audio podcast, Don may or may not have cut a bunch of shit out. We're not sure.
Yeah. Probably won't.
Don won't.
Probably not. Because that's part of the fun. But you can catch us live and see this shenanigans going on. YouTube.com/C/ATSW the Escape Pod.
Hell yeah. And if you're Don and paying attention to what's being said and or on the board, you would change the screen.
You know what you're supposed to say.
I don't know until I see it. Now I can just go off the cuff and tell people about Patreon. But for so long, I did just as two voices. Now there's three. There's a whole rhyme. It's like poetry. Okay? I need to find the rhyming words. You really distract me right now.
Well, I don't know why I'm distracting you.
Because you're fucking around with stuff instead of the show.
Just fucking tell your story.
It's not a story. It's about Patreon.com and the search for ATSW, the Escape Pod. There you will find ways to donate and help us out in all our trials and dealing with Don and all his medical bills. We're going to fuck his ass up. We're going to beat the living shit out of him. Dragon Buddy's going to hold him down. I'm going to have old tube socks with two different color stripes at the top filled with oranges and soap bars, like Irish Spring soap bars. And I'm going to beat the fuck out of him. Right in the face, and then the oranges right in the fucking neck. It's fucked on. Fuck him in a silly little ass.
That was the most aggressive sexy I've ever heard.
You silly little ass.
Right, you silly little ass.
I'm gonna tie you to a tree and shoot boiled potatoes up your ass and keep
take your glasses blue in your shoes so you don't have them.
So make that donation at patreon.com. $1 to $20.
$1 to $20.
Get fucking Don help.
It's also $1 to $20 is how many years you'll get for having sex with.
Help me pack, buy them tube socks and oranges.
Tube socks. Yeah.
That's some good advice right there, Mike.
So we have a Tee Public store.
We do.
We sell t-shirts.
I wish we sold socks.
I think there is socks. Maybe there's not.
That'd be awesome.
We tote bags and coffee cups and all
oranges
kinds of cool
and bars
shirts
of soap.
But if you buy stuff from our Tee Public, we're not going to keep it.
Nope.
No.
We're going to give it away to charity.
Give it away.
Yes.
There's an anti-bullying charity that Dragon Buddy is fond of. So any monies that we get in regards to merch, all gets funneled back through that.
Yep. Doesn't even, we see none of it.
Yes.
Nope.
Thank you. You're supporting us and you're supporting others. Even though we're not getting money, you just support, you spread the word.
Yeah.
Spread the gospel.
Spread our words.
Spread the gospel.
Spread our words. And by words, we mean your ankles.
Spread them.
Spread your ankles and have a good day. You're getting in the ass today.
So spread them.
So spread them.
Oh my goodness. That is the worst advertisement for, hey, join our charity group. You're getting fucked in the ass today.
Right as Christian Fandom Geek shows up in the chat. What's up, CFG?
Oh, God.
Those two are going to hell, aren't they?
I knew my audience, and then boom.
It's like one of those mega churches in Texas.
Oh, Lord.
Donate, and then you're going to get fucked in the ass today.
You know what? Never mind. I'm not even.
Settle down, Joel. Okay, let's go.
Whoa, hey.
Listen to you, buddy.
I don't know if this is funny to you guys, but I think it's funny.
Yeah, send us money so we can pray. Pray. Bring a little Jesus pray back in our lives.
So we can buy the holy water.
Damn.
To bathe in.
This water's from Sam.
I have a feeling that's going to burn like thinner.
In your pee hole.
No, just on the skin.
I'm just saying.
Listen to the stuff that comes out of your mouth.
My mouth?
Yeah. Your whole body's going to burn like the inside of your pee hole.
Hashtag so spread them.
You better hope I go first.
Oh, no. For sure you're going first.
Because
is going to be the most aggressive fall.
Hell might run out of fuel if you go before me.
Are we serious? Going to hell?
This well, shit that comes out, Mr. Judgy McJudgerson over here? You're going to try to say I'm going to go to hell?
You got a fucking Raiders hat on.
What does that mean? How many Super Bowls or playoff victories do the fucking Detroit fucking Lions have?
Yeah.
Fucking goofball.
That's some soap in your pee hole.
Paint thinner in your pee hole.
Are we going to hell? Well, hashtag so spread them is trending. I would say chances point towards yes.
Spread your ankles, bitch.
Burning pee hole. We get mixed in with the wrong crowd with that hashtag.
Oh, yeah. You get mixed in with the wrong crowd. Hashtag burning pee hole. There's some fucking Pornhub videos I don't need to see.
That's just too far.
Yeah.
It's too much. I don't need to be a part of that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Fuck. Yeah, that's a lot.
Chris.
Take it in, dude.
Did you already tell them about the socials?
Follow us at ATSW_TheEscapePod on the gram. And at TheEscapePod on Twitter. Join ATSW, The Escape Pod Facebook group. We share all kinds of, well, I would say probably not as vulgar as live. Sometimes more vulgar as live. All the time funny.
All the time. Yeah, all the time funny.
It's true.
Honestly, if you're offended by stuff, this isn't the show for you.
You made it this far?
I'm offended by stuff, really, if you're offended, like, I don't think there's a whole lot that we say that's actually offensive. We're vulgar.
Yeah.
I think we cuss a lot. We say some inappropriate shit, but I don't think that's offensive.
We do have a weird aesthetic. We're like, you know what? Spread your ankles and we're going to shove fucking paint thinner down your pee hole. But don't say bad things about race.
Listen, all that is us saying have fun with a whole bunch of sentence enhancers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Lots of sentence enhancers.
Respect everybody and burn their pee hole.
Soap in your burning pee hole. That's right. Be careful.
Right, because that's just soap in the pee hole.
Yeah. Never walk down somebody else's dick and sneeze. That's what we're saying.
Don't do that. And the pee hole doesn't necessarily have to be one of the mansuasion.
No, not at all.
So just don't get it twisted here. You could get thinner in that pee hole too.
Apparently we should eat some spotted dick.
Have you ever seen spotted dick?
Yes.
It doesn't even look like something I want to eat.
Why would you call that?
It's like a cake roll with raisins or something on it, isn't it?
And I can't get behind raisins, dude. You know me.
That was the part you were out?
Raisins, dude.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm in.
Okay.
I'll eat that spotted dick.
I like raisins.
No. See? I like raisins.
I like cookies with raisins.
That's nasty as fuck, dude. That's a tease.
An oatmeal cookie with raisins in it, bro.
Ask LG. I spent like 4 or 5 years perfecting my own oatmeal raisin cookie recipe.
No, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
You know what else I really love? A lot of people are like, man, I like molasses cookies.
They're good.
Yeah.
I can't recall if I've ever had, so I can't speak on it.
So
I disdain raisins the way you disdain pickles.
I don't disdain pickles.
Are you sure as fuck lead like just you do?
Not for me.
Oh, so you're just an ass.
You know what I do like for pickles?
What do they call those people? A gaslighter? Fire starter? What the fuck
are you? Know what a gaslighter
you
is.
Know what? Yeah, you gaslight. That's what the fuck you do. You fucking guy.
Oh, I like deep fried pickle chips.
Yeah, dude.
That's yeah, delicious. Man.
I love a good oatmeal cookie. Backyard chocolate. Oatmeal. No raisins. It's not necessary.
But it is necessary. They're like perfect. Little sugary.
You know what? If you have the right grandma, she gives you two options.
You know what
she
I hate?
She gives you non-raisins and raisins.
I hate when people put walnuts in cookies.
What the fuck's wrong with walnuts?
They don't do anything.
What are you talking about?
They're like a strange texture bomb in the middle
bitter,
of a cookie.
A little bitter crunch in the middle of a cookie.
Yeah, they don't really...
I don't trust people who like raisins, so fuck you guys.
They don't really add to the flavor palette of the cookie. They're just like Dragon Buddy said, they're just like a bitter, weird texture in the middle for no reason. You're like, oh, this is going to be good.
I did not know cookie talk could upset me. And apparently cookie talk is upsetting.
Wow.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. So, let's not talk to Brady about this kind of stuff.
Yes, he's raisins. Boo, walnuts.
Yes, no. I'm with you.
You know what's good in a cookie instead of walnuts? Pecans.
I like a good pecan.
I love a good salty pecan.
Yes, bro. I'm into that.
And I say I will
agree with you. Pecan over walnut.
If a walnut is required in a recipe, you can replace it with a pecan. Better.
I will just say, Tina, we won't put our nuts in your brownies.
No.
No, Tina, I might put my nuts
in
your brownies.
I might dip them in your drink when you walk away from the table.
Yeah.
But that's for me to know. That's not for
you. It's
going to
be that kind of party.
That's it. She's like,
You've never been drugged until you've been drugged with snooch nuts.
When you go to a party, look for the indentations in the mashed potatoes. That'll tell you what kind of party it is.
Right, right, right.
Does that look like a penis? Oh, it's that kind of party.
Oh,
wow, these two pits behind this penis are deep.
This guy's got some huge nuts.
Wait a minute. I think all three Escape Pod Bros are over here.
Uh-oh.
Did they?
Backyard TARDIS is talking about a pineapple sugar cookie.
I don't know, but that sounds delicious.
I've never had that, but I would have that.
Look, dude, I thought I knew you, and you're coming at me with some weird fucking cookie logic.
I'm weirding out right now that I'm like, no, I'm done fight about weird, this whole cookie
can we
thing.
Stop?
This is crazy.
Because I don't want to not like you. Like,
hey,
I like
how about
you
chocolate
a lot?
Chip bacon cookies? Chocolate chip yes. bacon cookies.
You know what else is good in cookies that most people don't ever have? Dates. Dried dates.
I'm a good. I don't know I'm a Fig Newton guy.
You never had a date?
Yes. I don't know what a date is. I just said I don't know what a date
is. It's a small fruit.
It's a sweeter than a raisin kind of.
Yeah.
Kinda. Then if it's on a raisin level, I'm not going
it's
there.
Not shriveled up like a raisin.
No, it's like diced.
It's dense. It's very dense. You can cube them. I'll get some dates. I'll bring them to work.
We'll, see what happens. We'll see what happens.
What about prunes? Where do you stand on prunes?
I haven't had a prune since I was a little kid, so it's not something I look for.
Ooh, dried apricots, Tina. Now you're talking my language.
What that's the fuck stuff. Is wrong with you it's old like fucking people?
Dried apricots is like
Jesus Christ,
candy.
Are you guys like 90? Fuck.
Yeah. You shut the fuck up. I might have some words around here.
I take my teeth out and I just kind of... Nah, I kind of moisturize it with my gums.
No, it's kind of sexy if you take like a chewy fruit like that and you just gum it.
That's gross. That's just gross. I don't like just nasty.
Okay.
Just
all right. Nasty. So LG makes a cookie. It's chocolate chip. It's really like thick and stuff. And then she puts bacon crumbles in it too. That'll change your life.
Now, okay. So there's the next question. Thick, dense cookie, thin, flat, soft cookie.
Thin, flat, soft.
Me too.
It depends on the cookie. Oatmeal raisin, I like to have a nice chunky cookie.
But
chocolate
oatmeal
chip,
raisin, I
nice
just
soft
rather have that in the
chips.
Yeah, soft and thin. I want the cookie to not be this big, but like this big.
Yeah.
And like that thin. And like still kind of undercooked a little bit in the middle.
Dude, my wife goes to this cookie place in fucking Ann Arbor. cookies are super expensive. They come in a fucking pink box. I don't know what these cookies are like this fucking big.
Oh.
Frosting, or they're full of just they're just cookie of the week shit. I mean, it's fucking insane. You buy like a dozen for like $36. Mm. It's fucking nuts. They're like gourmet fucking that's, sexy cookies.
Penn State had Insomniac cookies, I think it was.
Yes, I think.
Oh yeah, Crumble. We have those.
It's right. Cookies. I think Tina's right. Crumble. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
We have Insomnia cookies in
nice try though, Nicole.
Ann Arbor and Lansing.
Is it Insomnia? Yeah. I haven't been to those. Crumble, I think, is the one that my wife goes to. No. I want to try this Insomnia but now.
They're big they're big gourmet cookies. They're
I have to get some for my wife.
The one she likes from in Lansing is the closest. But they're both on campus.
Okay.
Yeah, they're college of those are college cookie places because it's just you can send your kids like a little touch of love from home in a cookie.
And every time I go to Ann Arbor to do DoorDash, there's like 8 orders for cookies.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're like, the kids are like, we're high and we need cookies.
Yeah. These days, like grandma's cookies, we're fucking eating all of these motherfuckers.
The pot
and then they wake up in the morning and say, did we spend $100 on cookies?
The Scuttle Daddy.
The Scuttle Daddy himself.
Scuttle Daddy.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote.
He who wields the giant dick of podcasting.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So impressive. Huge. It's
the
girth.
The girth alone.
You know, it's not so much Death Star size, not so much Death Star 2 size.
Right.
But like that planet from fucking Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Star Killer Base.
One would say there's a slight gravitational pull.
There is.
Oh yeah.
You can't help. Slight. Eyes first. The eyes go first. They're just like,
yeah. You're like, well, I was, and oh shit.
Most of Chicago's northwest side is addicted to the scuttle.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
We respect it.
Mad respect.
Yeah,
you gotta respect it.
Super respect.
Absolutely.
Super.
All right, man. What kind of shout outs you got, my friend?
First and foremost, always a shout out to the Sidebar Cantina. That is the mothership. That is Dave and Jason. That is the New Jersey Delphians. That is the homies. They just did their thing Monday, talking on a kind of nerd subject in the realm of sport nerd.
Yeah.
They talked a little league of their own. 30-year anniversary. That's fucking wild. I really, really enjoyed them. I was in and out. I had stuff I had to do, so unfortunately I couldn't pay attention to the live.
Yeah.
I will get the playback, but such a fucking fantastic movie.
Right.
I enjoyed the shit out of that movie. I've seen it quite a few times. So next we have Use and Abuse with Kim and Scott. They just did, help me.
Caddyshack.
Yes. Because I was like, I'm going to forget this because we're going to Murray's Caddyshack for ScarifCon. And I was like, I'm still going to fucking forget that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put them together because I'm a dumb. How am I doing? Next, we have our man, Layman, Mr. Keith Layman, for layman's terms, on the YouTube, posting that shit here, posting that shit everywhere. He's got all the magic decks. He's pulling them out. He's showing what you can do. But even if you tried to do it against him, he'd probably kick your ass.
Sometimes he just gets on and talks about stuff, like whatever's on his mind.
Well, yeah,
I dig that vibe. I mean, I know that you dig it when he's into talking about the thing he's passionate about.
Yeah.
But when Keith's just talking about
stuff,
shit, yeah. I'm in.
Like when he did the Kung Fu episode. Oh, I enjoyed the Kung Fu episode.
Oh, no, dude. I'm talking like straight up Keith driving home in his car.
Oh, no, that's a completely
telling you about shit.
You didn't tell you didn't set the fucking
I'm just saying, here. Like, that's you my favorite
yes,
Keith.
Yes, that's my favorite Keith, too.
That's a good
driving
one.
In the car, Keith.
That's like literally that's the same Keith. Guy you would be at a bar having a drink with. That's that Keith.
Yeah.
And that's the one I like most.
Yeah. Solid. But still, check his shit out, man. It's a different kind of content. There's no real fucking format. Like, he does his thing how he wants to do it, whether he's going to talk to you for a minute and 56 seconds or he's going to talk to you for 15 minutes.
Can I interrupt just for a second?
Talk about it, buddy.
I misread the chat.
Talk about it.
Tina had said that she loves candied bacon. Mm-hmm. I read that as I love Canadian bacon, and I just want to take 10 seconds. Pause the show and say Canadian bacon is not bacon. It's fucking ham.
It's true.
All right, moving on. I blame Canada.
You should always blame Canada, even though they're such nice guys.
It's still their fault.
Well, it is their fault.
Hey.
They're pretty sorry.
Look at this ham. Let's call it bacon, eh?
Well, you know. Healthy people, you know, that's what they
do. Stop looking at the pig like this. Look at him straight on.
Hey, check out our man, Backyard TARDIS, doing his thing, giving you the reviews, talking his locksmith stories, just bringing you all the fuck. I mean, he's a cool cat. He's just giving it to you how it is, doing his thing. And let the guy
fun
more stuff. Just, is he going to be at the Scarif of Cons? No, because he's California. That's not him. That's unless somebody calls him out to make a lock.
Oh, let's call BYTN on a lock pick in
we should call him and see
if he'll if you're in Chicago, Rosemont area,
lock. We should do that on Saturday.
We should come tell him we're locked out of our Airbnb.
One of us will record us.
We could. You know what, YT? If you're interested, we are going to live stream from.
That'd be fun. He's working because Chicago to California.
Yeah, but we're talking about going up till 10 o'clock. It'll be like 6 o'clock.
That'd be fun.
So if
just fuck it. Let's interrupt this program, dude. If anybody wants to live stream with us Friday, let us know.
We're getting choppy again.
I'm serious. It's the hand.
Well, you know, I'm sorry about the internet, guys. It's still sketch at best. We're only getting about a third of the internet feed we're supposed to get. Michael says me.
Okay, I don't know what that means. But listen, are we unchoppy?
He says, as soon as you guys talk about it, goes choppy again. Anyway, we were saying, if you want to call in.
Yeah, no, if they want not call in, fucking.
I mean, on StreamYard.
Yeah. We'll pull you on, grab a drink,
she's
sit
still
down.
Saying it's choppy,
what
bro.
The fuck? I'm so angry.
Yeah, I'm super fucking angry, too.
Is it all of us that's choppy? Little chat. There's a little bit of a delay, and then they got to read it, and then they got to type it out and let us know. And better
it's
now.
It's dropping.
Well, 22 is.
It's dropped.
Mostly Don and Brady.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but this number here's the important one. Hold on. Oh, it's not great going out either. You know what we should have did, Chris? To be perfectly honest with you, we should have had you guys host.
Yeah.
So that we were just sending you the feed instead of vice versa.
It's true.
Even we learned. If it gets too bad, dude, we can call the episode.
Yeah. If it gets... Well,
if you guys have issues this weekend, let us know. We're going to be home. So yeah. Any streaming issues, more than one or both of us,
The Airbnb guy says that the signal's solid.
Cool.
So nice. Should be okay.
And we hope, Dragon Buddy, we hope you're able to join us as much as you can on Friday.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're off. We got some running to do in the morning, and then we're going to be home. We can't go to Scarif Con this year because of circumstances,
but
we'll be there in spirit.
And we're going to try to...
We're going to do some crazy stuff.
We're going to try to keep you involved. Like, I think I have LG's personal number. So, like, we might, like, go off to the side and I might just, you know, try to FaceTime her and he can record it with his phone as we're standing there or something. Cool. Or have my boy record or something. We'll figure out to, you know, just try to get everybody involved. We're going to do weird things and try different stuff because, like, Scarif Con is a good time.
He makes it sound so oddly sexy when he says he's...
It is pretty hot.
Try sexy
stuff. We're going to do some things.
Dude. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we are down for anything going on at Scarif Con. We can't be there, but we will be by our computers, by our webcams, by our microphones. So anything that's going on, we'll try to be there as much as possible.
We're hoping to be live 8 p.m. Eastern. till about midnight Eastern or row time 7 to 11.
Right.
We're going to go to dinner at 5. We should be back to stream somewhere around 11. And I think me and Brady are even going to try to preemptively get there in order kind of before everybody else.
Cool.
I don't know if we can. It's in a big fucking...
we'll be able to order a pizza, whatever the fuck we want, though.
Hey, don't
yell. Stop yelling at me.
Fucking yelling like a dick.
I'm not yelling. You're yelling. I
fucking like you.
They all know you're yelling. I'm just trying to do...
I was dragging, but he was going, and you were staying. And
now you're yelling.
What? Next, we have the Podcast of Pain with Darius.
What up, Darius?
Hell, the fuck yeah. You're a fucking idiot. Next, we have Big Swede's Excellent Adventure, Tactical Swede, and Swede Reacts. This guy, he's taking it all out of me, dude.
All of it.
I can't fucking deal with him some days, you know?
What guy?
You're the fucking guy. He's kind of like the man.
Don't blame the shit on the man.
Holding the motherfucker down. You're fucking soulless ginger.
I don't blame this on the man. The man didn't do this to you.
Yeah, you did.
Damn the man.
The man fucked up our internet is what happened.
Suck your dick for $1,000.
Yeah, but what about the man?
he don't watch. Care about the money.
He can watch.
It's not about the money.
But it's going to cost him $100.
It's going to cost you $100 to watch. I ain't never sucked a dick before, but you're going to pay $100 to see it.
Toes green.
Sexy. Consider it a finder's fee.
Hell yeah.
Nice. I found your dick. Here's $100.
Where'd you find it?
I've been looking for mine for a long time.
Thank you.
Highway.
Now that I'm dropping weight like a bad habit, though, I'm finding it. It's in there.
Whoop, there it
Dude,
is.
Dude, do you know John Bobbitt went into porn?
Yeah.
And after that, he got his shit
sewed back
on.
Yeah, Frankenpenis or something was one of those.
Like, he did a couple of them.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, hey, way to capitalize. Get your 15 minutes wherever you can find it.
Fuck yeah, son.
Absolutely.
Get that money.
Chris, you know that's all spent.
You know how much he made? Huh? He made like a mil and a half.
Oh, that shit.
It was absurd how much they paid him.
Yeah, for especially back then.
Way more than what industry rates were. Like, he made this absurd.
I would have done it. You want to see my weird glued back on penis?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Here you go. You're going to pay me? Cool. Yep. You'll never remember me, except some fucking weirdos like in 2022 are going to be talking on something called a podcast.
Now, sidebar, though.
Word.
Could you imagine? It doesn't matter, like, about the, like, beating and raping and whatever that she's accusing him of. Could you imagine waking up, some chick's holding your dick, and she's like, hey, you look, and she's like, whoop.
Please be a magic trick. Please be a magic trick.
And she just walks out the door as you're screaming. And you don't know where she went with your dick.
And you're just sitting there bleeding.
Yeah.
To death, practically.
Yeah.
There's veins.
I mean, think about.
Stop. Why'd you have to say this?
Think about how quickly a dick goes from limp to erect.
Stop it, bro. This hurts.
Somehow it turns you on a little bit. And you're
a substantial amount of blood flow.
Dude, what are you doing right now?
And then little Timmy finds it in the bushes for you, and you hear about that.
In my genitalia region.
And she's,
this is not healthy.
She's like,
you are not a good person.
She's like,
stop.
Bye, John.
Stop. You need to stop.
Got your nose.
No, that's more than the nose.
Oh, look, so small.
Oh, so small. It all gone.
All gone. It's all gone.
That's the worst thing ever. Why would you like imagine you just wake up and she's like snippy snip? And you're just like,
why would I imagine this?
She didn't snip it. She had a kitchen knife. She went,
yeah. Whoop. She was like, huzzah.
It was a kitchen knife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so there was like cutting like a steak knife?
No, like a kitchen knife.
Like a butcher knife.
It was probably way better than it would have been if she'd used a steak knife. Holy fuck.
Breaks out a little fucking tiny Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she threw it out the car window on the highway.
Yeah.
If I remember correct.
But yeah.
Dude, somebody found it.
And
how did he get it? What the fuck kind of show is this?
This is a mushroom. This isn't a penis. Go back out there and look.
Get the rest of the dick.
Be with your friends.
And Bob's like, no, that was all there was.
Well, how big is it? Oh, it's about 12, 13 inches. John, You need to be honest with us, so we're not going to find it.
It just looks like a mushroom head, bro.
I don't know. It came to my knees. You guys want to measure that?
I can't touch the end of a tuna can, but I'll blow the sides out.
It goes down to my knees if you dislocate my hip.
I'll get there.
Chris, who's in the chat?
If you're still in the chat, Tina, of course, she's still in the chat. She gets us.
She understands about cutting off penises.
She would too. Tina'd be the kind of chick that would be like,
Tina's a sick one, right? She's the sick one who like throws Viagra in your drink while you're not looking, then cuts the shit off.
She's like, I wanted it to be full.
Just so I got a nice, even cut. Motherfucker.
Oh. I could have gone a long time without Backyard TARDIS letting me know that that was not an isolated incident. It's actually a more common thing for squirm women to do than you would think, and they have sewn them back on.
See, just
Japers chaos.
Let's just go out on a limb, and as responsible podcast hosts,
yes,
don't do things to a woman that makes her want to cut your dick off.
Yeah.
No, that's true. I mean,
you might have it coming. Don't have it coming.
Yeah, if you're getting your dick cut off, you probably did some
shit. Yeah, don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick or she takes it.
Yeah. Keep it in your pants and
tell. Who's got the dick now?
Yeah.
Right.
Keep it in your pants until she asks you to take it out. It's that simple.
You know what's funny? We're going to talk about a show that's like PG-13.
This is so PG-13. This is not a...
I don't even know.
This show is clearly not ready
on Disney Plus, and we're talking about cutting off penises.
Yeah, it's pretty PG, this show we're going to talk about. Yeah. All right, who's in the chat?
We got Lunar Girl is always in the chat, wielding the wench of power. Wrench. I didn't say wench. Freudian sleep. Sorry.
Freudian sleep.
Mikey's in the chat. He's holding a toilet bowl down.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. He did just travel home, so there's no telling.
Ah, gas station hot dogs.
That'll get you.
Time. Joker voice is in the chat.
Nice.
Nicole Bork.
Bork, Nicole.
It's Nicole. The Scuttle Daddy. The man that doesn't need a tripod because he is a tripod.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Mr. Gravitational Pull himself.
Yep. My eyes, they're there again. God damn it. I'm scrolling here. My wheel just decided to go crazy.
It don't want to go scrolly scroll.
No, it didn't. It didn't. Scott did stop by. I think that was in our chat, though. I'd say hi. DJ Red 4. Another member of Rogue One Radio in our chat.
That is him.
Thanks for joining us.
We appreciate it.
Hector Lorien, he's in there.
What up, Hector? Doing his thing, being a straight gangster.
Doing his thing.
Representing.
Blake Howell from Dork Wars is in the chat.
Ship was in the chat. Vacation day this weekend. Blake. Fuck yeah.
And then,
I thought Blake was coming to hang out with us.
No, he's not, though. I don't think he is, right? Is he not? Is he? No, I don't think he is.
That sucks.
I think life gets in the way, bro.
It
happened to a few people.
I was looking forward to hanging out with Blake.
I know.
We were going to take him to his first strip club. He's only like 19.
Oh, yeah. We're going to sneak him in.
Yeah.
We're going to put him on
my son's shoulders. It was going to be all dudes.
He was going to put him on my son's shoulders with a big trench coat.
Don't tell him. Yeah. We were going to be like, Blake, we're going to take you to a strip club. And we take him and we let him walk. You know how like. When you stand on the edge of a pool and everybody's going to jump in and you just have the one guy jump in.
Yep.
You're like, go ahead. We'll be right in. We're just going to smoke real quick.
Hey, guys, that's an awful lot of women
here. It's all dicks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It's so jingly.
It's all dicks. Welcome to Chicago. It's all dicks.
Oh, Christian Phantom Geek. He showed up in the chat. Thank you for
and
coming.
Then he was ALCS. Like, I gotta get the
he was like, wow. I love these guys, but I can't watch their show.
He's calling the bishop. He's letting them know. Those sentence enhancers are a little much.
Yeah. But I appreciate that.
If I missed you in the chat, I love you.
100 appreciate the dude's support.
That CFG is a good dude.
Yeah, he's solid.
Yes, absolutely. And if I missed your name, I am sorry. I love you.
Yeah. Mm. Not only does he love you, I love you.
Yeah. Oh, fucking Keith's in the chat.
Keith's fucking Layman? What the fuck is up, Keith?
Yo.
He's,
I want him back on the show because you know what? I was going through our Instagram and I came across a clip. It was when you and your boy were hosting and Keith was a part of the show. And yeah. I wasn't here for that episode.
Yeah, I remember.
So that. I need to be a part of an episode with fucking Keith, man.
Yeah, we need to do that.
We need to fucking make that happen. Come up with a subject matter, Keith. Let's work on a time, and we're getting you on the show again.
Buddy. The only thing is, the next time Keith comes on the show, he's got to do that shit from like a closet, because he was doing it like in his kitchen or something, and the wife was there, and the kids came through, and they were touching stuff.
Oh, nice.
And he's like, I'm trying to do a show. And they're like, but Dad, we're doing the things. And, you know, Keith in a closet.
Keith said he's in, dude.
All right. We're going to do it, Keith.
He's got a fucking man cave studio with, like, the fucking Bruce Lee ambiance. Yeah. Like, the whole fucking thing. I like that. It's a good vibe.
But I'm pretty sure he does that on his phone.
So
when it's great when he's talking. But when other people come in, like, a phone doesn't have that selective mic pickup.
Does he have the fucking pods that go to the phone, the fucking headphones?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
We could ask him.
But I know that, like,
he's there. He'll probably answer.
The mic in an iPhone will pick up whatever's happening.
It's true.
Whereas these are directional mics.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
He said he could be in the basement where nobody is.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You're saying a closet. I'm trying to give the man space to breathe.
Put him right in a closet.
That's not necessary.
Fine.
You're so rude.
Patreon shout outs.
Yeah. Patreon shout outs are always going to be Scott and Kim Rasmussen first.
First and foremost.
They raise their hand up top. They're like, we're the big donors around this escape pod act.
They're the ones who don't wear a towel in the locker room. Mm-hmm. They just let it swing around. Yes. You're like, yeah. I don't.
The giant dick of podcast
right? support. Like, they don't close the shower thing when they're soaping up. You're like, yeah, you know what? Nobody needs to see that. A
lot of big dick energy.
No, yeah, huge energy. Because they got to back it up.
You know who else has that energy?
Let's talk about it.
Pave Lord.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what he brings to the table.
Big Lovin's dad, Pave Lord, coming through with that giant contribution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He don't wear pants either.
No, doesn't need them. You just why would gracefully you glide.
And as we established last week, your mom's into it.
Of course.
I mean, she's like, hey, I got to go early. I got to fix this problem. And everybody's going to sleep afterwards.
Yeah.
I respect that energy.
Well, you got to have it.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
It's that big energy in the panhandle of Florida.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Jen Bolt, Lunar Girl, DJ Red 4, Richie. Oh.
What?
Oh,
Richie the King Arbister. Kristen Roscom.
There she is.
Backyard TARDIS.
We talked about that guy.
The Frank.
He's cool too. I like
the DJ Frank. From Dork War.
Oh shit! What up, dude?
Oh, Darius man. Payne.
What up, Darius?
Steve Long.
Steve, you're the fucking man, bro.
Eric, the man Williams.
Eric Dub.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Williams. He's the Dub.
He is the Dub.
Bro. Philly Dave Martin.
That's what I'm talking about.
Junior.
Oh shit!
And as always, Nostalgia Inc. for sponsoring the Escape Crate.
Number one in our hearts.
I think if Philly Dave Martin Sr. watched this show, he'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, are you really donating money to this? Yeah. You should probably shouldn't.
Really?
But Billing? PDM Jr., you're the man.
So, yeah, for sure.
And as always, Nostalgia Inc. puts in on the Escape Crate, which we were going to draw today, but we're already 45 minutes into the show, so it's going to be tomorrow, or next week.
Next week, which is going to be a fun show.
Yeah.
Because we're going to review ScarifCon.
Yes.
So, like, nobody has to study for the next show.
No, next show is going to be us talking. You don't have to make sure you're up
on anything. We're just going to fucking... Going. Yeah, it's going to happen. Yep. It's going to be solid.
It's good.
Joker voice. We lead into these things.
Now, before we get into the movie news, we are...
No, hold on. I need to address Mr. Joker voice here, because I think I'm going to need to address my parents with this one as well, because I said this, this to my brother. So we're not talking about Miss Marvel. Have I missed anything?
No.
If you've been around for 117 episodes,
yeah,
we never start to fuck out with what the fuck we say we're talking about.
You've got almost an hour.
Yeah.
Of us being us, and then you're gonna get whatever it is we're gonna talk
about. It is.
Right. Yes. Because we have to get this childish banter out of the way before we start talking about a PG show.
Yep. And not only that, like, hopefully you're here to watch us talk about stuff, not so much about this because there's 15-minute shows that just talk about,
and they have all the in fucking depth details about the fucking.
We're just some fans that were like, "Hey, like this shit. Let's talk about it."
We're here to have a conversation,
and then we're going to talk about what's going on in the world that we live in.
Before we dive into the movie news, we didn't discuss our weeks at all. Did anything?
We're not going to fucking. I turned fucking 40, bro.
Brady turned 40, kids.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Brady.
Yeah. He's twice as old as my maturity level.
Now, dude, my fucking older two kids, more so my daughter, call me old man and give me shit for being old now.
Yep. Yeah, you cross that threshold.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. You're over the hill and what you see? The other side of the mountain is all.
Yeah, that's what other people have said. It's fucking crazy. I kind of like it. I mean, I'm cool with it. I'm 40 now. It's fucking weird.
No, I get it.
It's like none of my ages. 35 was pretty interesting just because I was kind of dead nuts there.
Yeah.
So 35 was kind of. Yeah, but like. And for some reason, 38 stuck out.
Yeah. Well, you are now officially at the age where you are likely to have less life in front of you than you had behind you.
Yeah, dude. You're
kind of fun. I mean, that feels a little more
fun.
That feels a little morbid.
We bring you to parties.
Like, you get to a point where you go, oh, shit, this is the back half of the ride. It's not like, oh, we're climbing the hill. That first hill was fun. You're like,
and honestly, that's why we're not wearing pants.
Yeah. Pants are dumb when you get to be our age.
It's true.
They're just keeping you back.
They are. Especially when it's hot as balls.
I know that, I mean, Joker Boys.
I'm the youngest one.
Yeah, Brady's the youngest.
I'm the youngest one. I'm baby
45 in like a couple weeks.
Yeah. I'm going to address this real quick. Joker Voice brought up Thor and its box office and all of that. It's made all the monies, first of all. But second of all, we all liked it. Well, Chris hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
But like,
but I'll probably like it.
It's a fucking good movie.
Thor.
I enjoy it.
It's a good enough movie that like, I don't care how much money it made. I was inner fucking tanked.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I will go see it again.
And some people are like, oh, it was too fucking silly. I took it as Korg telling a story, so of course it was going to be silly.
Right, right. So, it was fun.
I had a good time.
I want to have fun at the movies sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't give me Endgame all the time. I just will stop going. Don't get me wrong. I love Endgame.
That change up.
But I can't deal with that heavy shit all the time. I just want to go to the movies sometimes and have a good time.
Work. Yeah, laugh, point. Join with other people laughing and pointing and you walk out going, yeah, that was good.
I'm for the record, like I like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Secret of the Ooze?
Yes.
That's Secret so fucking Ooze, wonderful. Man.
That is good stuff.
Like a lot of people will be like, well, the first one was kind of good, but the second one was way fucking not. And I'm like, no, fuck off. I like it. I was entertained.
Like, we need to cover those movies.
Go Ninja, go Ninja.
We just need to stop at one and two, though. We don't need to do the third one.
Why?
Turtles in Time?
Yeah.
That one was. Oh, you know what? I don't. I honestly don't know if I've ever seen that.
Good.
It's probably
for the best.
Is that the one where they become samurais?
They're in the samurai, China, whatever.
I've seen it and was incapable of paying attention at 10 years old.
Yeah, it's not good, bro. Okay. It was a far departure. It was bad.
Nice.
It was bad.
Vader's girl just joined us in the chat. Hey, Kat. Thanks for stopping by.
Hi, Kat. Welcome to the escape pod. Has Kat been here before?
I'm not sure if she's been in our chat. She's always in a lot of the Salacious Rum chats and whatnot.
Well, I tell you, Kat, you are in for some silliness. So,
thank God you joined when you did and you weren't here earlier.
Yeah, because there was lots of silliness.
Weird. It got weird.
What up, Ghost Pepper?
What up, GP? Hell yeah.
All right, you guys ready for... Or Chris, did you have anything you wanted to share about this week?
I will say I did have it on camera last week, but... This is my my nice little boba bust that I made.
Yay.
I like a boba bust. And one good thing that came this week was that I finally got one that I've been waiting for. and it's the OG Stormtrooper bust.
Yes. Where are you buying those from, by the way?
I got the Boba one I got for Father's Day or my birthday, I believe, from my oldest. That one I bought through Amazon. I also have a Darth Vader one.
But, has anybody turned you on to Mercari?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
People are selling those like crazy.
Yeah. The quality can sometimes be off. If you can get like modern block, there's another couple knockoff.
No, I mean exactly those busts. People are selling those busts like crazy right now.
Right. Those are the ones that if you're lucky, you can get through. Basically, they're Lego. But when the factory shuts down for the day, the workers stick around and they print a bunch of more shit, pretty much same quality, and they sell it off for sometimes half the price. I have my Empire over Jedha, which I'll get back to one day. My cat destroyed. So I've been a little bitter about going back.
Oh, I would be super bitter.
But that's like normally, I don't even know if that's an actual set or if it's a retired set, but I picked that up for, you know, pennies on the dollar. And it doesn't say Lego on it, but it is just Lego quality. It's still there.
Well, if I find some that are Lego, I will send you the links because I think it's going to piss Kelly off.
Hell yeah. It's always a good idea.
Oh, yeah, because there's a TIE fighter pilot that I need to have. Mm-hmm. There is now a Dark Trooper bust, which, yeah, got to have that one. Scout Trooper, the Rebel helmet, I would like, but it's not priority. First Empire, we get the Empire business first.
It's true. That's the best idea.
Nice. Well, as far as my week goes, not at all intending to be a downer here. I officially got the kind of final confirmation that I am getting a divorce. I'm good with it. So don't be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is good. This is fine. She's going to do her thing. I'm going to do my thing. We're all going to move on.
Yeah. We've all given them pity handies.
Yeah. I don't need that. I'm just letting everybody know that, like, things pop up and I will say things. So when it pops up, don't be like, no fucking way. Like, you know, we're good. We're moving on. Everybody's fine. But that's kind of summed up my week. Like, yeah, that kind of shit becomes all encompassing.
Yeah.
And that and getting ready for ScarifCon. Like, that's
definitely,
it's all my things. I've been working on this new show with Kelly. So that's taken up some of my space. I've reconnected with a friend that my wife didn't particularly want me talking to anymore. So now that I'm not under that restriction, I've reconnected with that friend and that relationship has been great again.
Nice.
It's, you know, like, remember those commercials that used to be out, I don't know, maybe in the 90s, where the kind of weird nerdy kid or whatever, like, runs into another friend at school, and they're like, when you find your people, and then, you know, you remember those commercials?
No.
All I remember is a little kid with a backpack, and it was like, this is off the path kid, and they have their people, and there's certain people that, like, when you're around them, you're like, yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
I know what you mean, but I've never seen the commercial.
That's the way. Yeah, I wish I could remember what they were advertising. But that's the way it was when I started spending time with Brady and when we brought Chris on. Like, there's certain people in your orbit that when they're around, you're like, good.
Yeah.
So I, you know, that was kind of in a weird way taken away. And now I have it again. And so for the last, like, handful of days, I've been like, oh, fucking, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
cool.
I knew I missed this, but I didn't know I missed it this much.
That's cool.
You can be completely done.
Yeah. And this particular friend, like, completely shares my taste in music. So it's like, and this song, and this, you know, and that's like 35% of the way we communicate. Like, I'm having this feeling. Listen to this. And you're like, oh, yeah, I get that feeling. You know what I mean? So it's cool. That's been my week in a nutshell.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
What?
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee, bitch. Yahtzee.
Oh, you know what we got to do before
what
we...
What the fuck? Why do we always have to do something?
Because that's how doing things
this
work.
This show sucks.
It does. You know what's coming up this week? This weekend?
Fucking...
Scarifcon.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
This weekend at the Caddy Shack in Rosemont, Illinois.
Hell.
ScarifCon. Be
hell
there.
Yeah.
But before we go too far, we got a special message from our friend Dominic Pace, who's going to be at ScarifCon.
Hey, this is Dominic Pace, who played Gecko the Bounty Hunter for The Mandalorian. A shout out to the Escape Pod listeners. We are going to be at Murray Brothers Caddy Shack in Rosemont. We are going to have the Tiki Star Wars Celebration of Celebrations, July 23rd, Saturday, this Saturday, from 12 to 5. Can't wait to see you guys. All of Red 5 Network is going to be there, as well as the Chicago Star Wars community. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't tell you how appreciative I am for all of you guys helping getting Gecko on a licensed merchandise piece from Lucasfilm. Appreciate you. Wear your most fun Tiki gear, whether it's Star Wars or Tiki related. We're going to have a great time. Can't wait to see you guys. Gear? El Nacimiento Tequila is also going to be there as well to sponsor. It's going to be awesome. May the Force be with you, and we'll see you all Saturday.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. I will say that guy is an awesome person, too.
So he really is great.
Definitely got to reach out.
Stop. He hustles so hard.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
All around the states. I think he's done trips overseas, if I remember hearing him correctly in some of his chats.
Promoting himself and getting a character out there, the work that he went to, and to show his kids, you know, the
hard work.
What hard work is, and that this is what you have to do and if you want something. And,
I thought I was like
an awesome person.
I thought I was like an overly productive, like, grinder. That dude's got me just... Like, it's not even close, man. That dude grinds so hard.
Right.
And he's a genuine dude.
And, yeah.
Like, he's a cool cat. Like, when we met him in person, like, we did our interview with him first go around, and then we got to meet him at ScarifCon. And he was there. He was talking with us. He was engaged. He was making the time with us. And then, dude, like, I was floored that when kids came, he was in it. Like his whole, I don't want to say demeanor, but there was just something about him that changed and he really connected with the kids. It was like, great. There was this switch that he was just like, boom, he was there and they were Star Wars fans. And he's a Star Wars fan. And who's your favorite Star Wars character? And like, just, he has this interaction with the kids and the adults. And it's just super interactive, super cool, super great guy.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. We're just super impressed with him. And we're glad that he's a part of ScarifCon. Like, was last year the first year? No, the year before that.
Year before that, yeah.
So the year before we went.
Yep, this is the third year running he's done.
He's just a pillar so far in the Scarif community.
Fuck yeah. In the Red 5 community.
Yeah, in the Red 5. You know, he's made his rounds in Red 5.
Yeah, he's
done lots of interviews with us.
He is definitely the dude.
He's a good dude. He's a good
solid,
dude.
Solid people.
Give him a hug for us. When you get there, be like, the escape pod said Snuggles.
Right. Maybe don't. He's a big motherfucker. He might be like, you're too close, though.
He's a big motherfucker. Like, he is a
giant. I mean, I'm taller than him, but like,
he's a
big dude. He's a solid guy.
Yeah.
Right.
He is a huge Italian. He's like a spicy meat the ball. I'm
fucking you up.
Yeah. Oh. He's the meat the ball.
All right, let's get into the movie news. Since you can't hear,
don't
that.
Hit the fucking button. Nobody can hear it.
It's movie time.
See?
He heard
movie time.
See, it's working.
No, shut up. I hate both of you.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Movie time.
See? Chest it works. Down. Button works.
No, it doesn't.
All right.
It half worked.
Yeah. Amazon Prime's new series based on the Fallout game franchise, which I could not be more excited about.
I've seen pictures. Yeah, looks cool.
It has begun filming. And like cool. Brady says, some of the set photos have leaked. They look legit.
Dude, have you actually seen them? Because yeah. I've seen them. They posted side-by-sides from screens from the game and the shit. And I was like, holy fuck, good. Man. Yeah. They brought that to life.
The only thing that I had a bit of an issue with is there's a what's obviously an old Cadillac and it doesn't have the right front end on it. And I'm wondering if they're going to add that in post. Like if they were like, well, we could fix this way or we could just CGI just that little bit on the front. And then you'd be like, and they were like, all right, fam, let's do that. I don't expect it to be anything like Halo. I think,
Halo forgot. You know what? From the pictures that have leaked, it looks like they're staying truer to the storyline.
Right.
Halo, just decided, we're going to take everything from the Halo universe and we're going to talk about some different sci-fi stuff.
Mm-hmm. And more importantly, there is a specific Halo story, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's we wrote 97 books and there's this line of video game. Every one of the Fallout games is about a different person who experiences a different apocalypse in a different way.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm not really sure that they can fuck this up.
Right.
I mean, unless it's just not interesting.
Yeah.
It's possible.
But it's not like, oh, they've fucked up the story. Like the Lone Wanderer always goes through different shit. So there's no through line they didn't stick to the story. There's no story.
Right.
There's whatever story they want to tell. It just has to follow some basic laws of how the universe works.
Right.
Right.
So I'm not worried about them fucking this up.
Cool.
Hell no. Fuck it. Disney Star Wars faces claims that Grogu is completely stolen out and out copied.
So
this is dumb.
This is what they're alleging.
Oh, I know. I've heard about this.
Is that Grogu is a ripoff of
Gizmo.
Gizmo
from Gremlins,
which is fucking stupid. He's clearly based on Yoda. Like, what the fuck?
Right. Yes.
And Yoda predates Gizmo by what? Almost a decade?
7 years to be exact.
Okay, 7 years. It's the dumbest fucking thing. Somebody was like, you know what? Nobody is buying Gremlin stuff anymore. what if we sued the piss out of Disney?
And you know what's funny to me? Let's talk about this shit like 2 years later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, it came from the director.
Fucking Baby Yoda, like, Grogu, whatever.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, 2 years. And you're like, you're just bitter. Somebody compared it, and you're just bitter. Like, calm the fuck down.
What have you done in the last 20 years?
So many people have taken liberties for other things and taken things and made things. Like,
it's the silliest fucking lawsuit I've heard of in a long time.
Like, you're trying to take a character created from 1977 and imagine him as a baby. Most people tend to think babies are fucking cute.
Right.
He has the fucking ears, like Yoda has the fucking ears, because that's their fucking species. Like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah, right. His face is built the same. His head shape is the same.
Just shut
honestly, up. Like, I almost want somebody to take a stuffed animal or whatever of a Mogwai and shave it and paint it green.
Right.
So that we can just be like, it's not even the same shape, bro.
Yeah.
It just happens to be short and have ears.
Man. And a friend of the Red 5 Network, Cam Ray Semi Productions, if you look him up, he does a series called Load of Star Wars. And he goes through this where he throws this in as the same parody type humor of, like, you know, the Death Star was stolen from our own moon, you know. And then they were just smug enough to, in the movie themselves, they're like, that's no moon. It's a space station. So they threw it in our face that it was the moon. Yeah. That's where we're at with this whole thing. Come on.
This was just some people who owned some IP, and they were like, let's see if we can cash in on this.
Yeah.
And there was probably a lawyer out there was like, I'll take Saul.
Yeah. I agree with Nicole. They need a Snickers.
They do need a Snickers.
Take a number and fuck off politely.
There was probably a lawyer out there who was like, you know what? I will try and take this to court. If we win, we all make money. If we don't, there's really no loss.
Right. Then I make money. And see
exactly. A couple $100, I'll file the paper.
Right.
I don't know who's next. Is it you? Is it me?
Chris is.
Chris?
According to the official Twitter account, production on Dune Part 2 has begun.
Nice.
I'm excited about this.
I enjoyed the first half of Dune much.
Definitely good. Where this storyline can go, hoping they stay true to the story of the books. It would be a very cool ride to see fleshed out on the screen.
Right.
But correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't mean to fucking screw people over who haven't read the books, but it's out there. Doesn't the second book take place over a lot of time?
Well, this would be following the story from the same first book.
Yeah, this is
From the same first book. So it's the second half of the first book.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm here. We're good. I'll shut my mouth. Good stuff. Same page. Cheers.
So, Dragon Buddy, let me ask you this question. At some point, I want to do David Lynch's Dune.
Okay.
Do we wait until after Brady has seen the second half of the new Dune? So that he's not spoiled of the shit that's coming up in the second half of.
It's true. Cause I'm against a lot of people. I kind of enjoyed David Lynch's.
Yeah. It's weird for David Lynch.
It's strange. Yet did it kind of crap on the storyline? Listen, Frank Herbert is a crazy author. If you're going to try to get everything that he puts into the books, into a movie, we're going to be there for like 8 to 12 hours. Easy. Right. Yeah. So, you know, some things are going to be lost. I enjoyed that. I grew up with it. So I enjoy David Lynch's Dune.
So, but my question is, do we have Brady watch that before he has seen this probably better version of the second half of this?
Why don't we just wait? So I don't want to be, because this is, I've never seen the I've never seen the original.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm saying.
So just let me watch the second half, and then I'll watch the original.
I say we wait for the second half only because
I don't think
there's some storylines that even the David Lynch's Dune touch upon that were in the book that I would really love to see on the technology we have now. So I think it would be more surprising to see that for the first time in the newer version.
Or I don't even have to watch it at all. And when I go on my cruise with my family, you guys can do the original Dune.
No.
Okay. No, Don shot that down, guys. Fuck off.
I want to do the original Dune, but I want to enjoy your take on it.
Okay. Fair enough. Right.
With it. Good. Me, cool. Me and Chris and obviously JV and a few other people love the David Lynch Dune movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But you're going to watch it with a whole different set of eyes.
Yeah. It's not 1980s eyes.
Yeah.
but that's okay because I can still accept movies from back then because I grew up with movies from back then.
It's not Army of Darkness, but.
What?
But. Yeah. But. Wait until you get a weirding module and see what happens.
Let's see what happens. It'll get crazy if it needs to get.
There's things.
Stuff.
I honestly cannot wait for Brady to be like, you know what? I got thoughts.
There will be at least a couple.
Yes.
I might have lots.
But I expect the second part of this version of Dune to be fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, definitely.
Honestly, my only complaint with the last one is I think the movie should have ended with the assault on the city. And not done the stuff in the desert that happens afterwards. Yeah,
we could have left that to build into the bigger story.
Yeah, I think right. So. Yeah.
No, I was. I'm that's kind of where I was at. Yeah.
100%. I think the crescendo happened before the end of the movie, which I thought was a.
Yeah. You
know, what are you going to do, right? I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah. Like maybe you just. You know, you show them at the very end of that, like standing in front of the. Sands,
because the story itself is crazy. Reading, I read a lot of Frank Herbert's Dune books, and we're talking about characters that are resurrected like 10,000 years later, and they come back and they start doing shit. Like so, where his vision was way beyond, you know, the normal author. You know, we're like Harry Potter. We're looking at 8 years worth of time.
Jamie's not wrong though. It did end off at a great point where you know he was riding the sandworm, like
yes.
So you're not wrong. You're not wrong. All right.
I don't even know what the fuck this is.
Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, sequel. Why the fuck does it say Mortal Mom at sequel is moving forward?
I was seriously
going to ask you, like, dude, what the fuck did I miss?
The where fucked up thing is
the Mortal Mom sequel?
I was typing that. So not it wasn't even Siri so much as it was the autocorrect didn't like the fact I spelled combat with a K.
So it made combat become into a mom because mom's a fucking
Mortal
kill you.
Mortal Mom at sequel.
Mortal Mom sounds like a movie we need to make.
I think so. I think so. I
copyright.
Think it's the weirdest. It's going to be the weirdest horror.
Like, it's a John Wick version, but yeah. She's like a stay-at-home house mom, picks up the kids, somebody, but it's kind of Mrs. Smith from Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I think somebody killed her house cat.
Yeah, but like she could die, but she's so fucking quick and nimble and shit. Uh-uh. Dances around the bullets.
Like
that's why girl. She's mortal.
She's like Elastigirl, but yes, mortal.
But mortal.
Oh,
yeah. So we really did something here,
dude. Okay. I can't wait to see this movie.
Yeah, it's moving I'm forward. Regardless.
Fuck yeah, dude. With or without us, it's fucking happening.
We're in pre-production right now.
Yeah. We talked about that at the end of our show. We actually did on Mortal Kombat.
I'm not with you, Tina. Like I disagree. I don't disagree. The thing is, we talked about you were getting into more sequels. How many were they going to make? Because they're talking about making a fucking plethora of them. I didn't think that the movie was good enough to justify me needing more.
That makes me wonder, like, if you went back, is that what you said at the time?
Yeah, I wasn't the biggest. Yes,
I think you did say that, where you were entertained, but I don't need any more.
I don't need it. You guys were like,
I could be further.
You were talking about, like, yeah, you were talking about, like, yeah, I can see like three more sequels. And I'm like, I don't want to.
I don't know that I'm going to watch three more sequels, but I could see them making three more.
That's unnecessary.
Right.
But this movie definitely left off in the middle of a story. So I'd be willing to see the second half of that story.
Yeah. I just, I mean,
You'll watch it.
I'll watch because it is definitely a continuation of something I've seen, but I'm not going to promise a lot.
And it was not, like, it's not a bad movie. Like, I enjoyed it.
No, I had fun, but I was just, I wanted more.
Yeah.
I expected a little bit more. And maybe the expectation I had from the first movie, not even the sequel to the first movie.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to try to pull a lot more from that first movie. I had the expectation of the first movie. I thought that's where they were, because they had the most success with that first movie. So right. I thought they were going to go back to that kind of narrative.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, you know, whatever.
Right.
I'm not a big enough Mortal Kombat fan enough to care.
No.
Like, I will watch them, but I'm not invested.
I liked the Super Nintendo Mortal Kombat game a ton.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Mortal Kombat 2 Arcade. Mm-hmm. Put fucking quarters in the machine.
It's the same game.
Yeah but that's what game. I'm talking about. That's how I enjoyed my Mortal Kombat. Was at the arcade, standing there, throwing quarters in the machine. I sucked playing it on fucking Nintendo or Super Nintendo or whatever it was. I was not good at it.
Oh, okay.
I used to play it.
I was really good on the Super Nintendo, and then I was pretty good on my buddy's Genesis.
I was good with Sub-Zero and Scorpion on the arcade. I could fucking back.
There was a different feel to playing that arcade and rolling the specials and everything. It was
way more button mashy on. Arcade.
Luna Girl's really.
Brady's drinking White Claw.
Are you fucking serious?
I mean, it's White Claw.
Fucking Corona in a can.
Corona is Spanish for White Claw.
Funny, dickish, but funny. Yeah.
I like White. I mean, Corona.
Corona's my drink. I don't talk shit about your whiskey. Why are you always a dick?
I just did it because Lunar Girl did it, and I'd like to ride her bandwagon.
Damn it, Lunar Girl.
Let's talk about video games, guys.
Really? Let's just talk about Miss Marvel. Fuck the video games. Let's just get right into it.
No, there's bad news about PlayStation in here.
Sure. Let's fucking see if there's truth to that.
I shared the bad news. Not to us, but on
social
media itself.
In weird news, video gaming could be boosting an unexpected life skill.
Nice.
There's a new study that found playing video games increases cognitive function used in decision making.
Dude, but wouldn't you think that was like...
But video gamers have known that all along.
Like, right? Yeah, what? Shut up, stupid people.
It's the truth.
Fucking studies. It's
like that fucking article that I sent you guys about, or maybe it was in Twitter chat that I sent this fucking article.
These fuckers, man. They're
about this guy that was saying, well, fucking, the reason why men aren't men anymore is because they play video games and they achieve things that they couldn't in real life, and they just get scores instead of fucking winning women. I'm like, who fucking hurt you?
Exactly.
Like what fucking jock douchebag beat your ass?
Don't beat a gamer. They have an unrealistic expectation of what life is.
Did your wife leave you for a streamer or something? Like, what the fuck, bro? Whoa.
Right.
Oh, God, intense.
They can't excel at sports because they play sports games and they win trophies. Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
And if you look at the guy that wrote this article, he has never played not one sport.
Right.
He has never excelled at anything. He writes articles for a shit rag magazine.
He's probably with somebody that was like, I'll only be with you if you give up the video games. And he was like, you're fucking A right. Fuck video games.
It's
he's with some hot, hot chick and just being a bitch.
Yeah, you got a second rate fucking journalism degree at some backwater fucking community college. All of a sudden, you're the fucking guy who knows all the things. Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking hell, man.
Most of us play video games to escape the shitty fucking reality we have to deal with on a daily.
You know what? Sure, fucking legit jocks play fucking football, fucking video right. games.
Yep.
Like, right? I'm sure Kevin Durant, like, will kick your ass at NBA Jams. Shit, like, yeah. stop it.
Hold up the NBA Jams.
Yeah, like NBA like, Jams.
I like how I read He's that whole article, and there was absolutely no, like, real data to back up any
of it. Not at all. It was all conjecture.
It was just like, these are my opinions, but they sound like fact.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They sound like dumbass opinions.
Yeah, it sounds like the kind of shit that you hear on them fucking news channels where they're just blah, 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 blah. And you're like, bro, that was your opinion. There's no facts in that. Right. You just get the fuck out of here.
Well, when I played video games, I didn't have any women come at me.
No.
Yeah. Hmm.
Normally there was like game. Girls who play video games that are like, can I play?
Bitch.
You're up.
Sony announces PlayStation Stars, a loyalty program for gamers. Players can use PlayStation Stars to earn rewards through completing tasks called companions, such as spending time on a particular title or working toward an in-game achievement.
Chris, what is that like?
Xbox rewards or Microsoft rewards.
From Xbox.
They did. Microsoft rewards, I go on there daily. And I collect between $5 and $10 a month worth of Xbox money, which you could turn into Amazon money. You can turn into sweepstakes money. You could just put it on your Xbox account and you see something and apply it towards whatever you want to buy.
Nice. Alan's in the chat. He's going to give me a hug this week.
Oh shit. I'm going to hug him from the waist down. God bless him. Sweet Jesus.
All right.
I got checkers.
Nice. Chris, for you, tell us more good PlayStation news.
Some great PlayStation
news. Candy in the pocket, Alan.
They got some broken controllers for you. Class action lawsuit. There's a class action lawsuit that was filed against Sony for the PlayStation 5 defect that causes games to crash mid-game. The suit alleges that Sony is not only aware of the problem, but also has knowingly sold millions of PS5s with this issue.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like that's crashing mid-game, losing all of your saves. Fuck yourself. Do not pass go.
That is no $200. Big one. Now, since I've had the PlayStation 5, I haven't had this problem. I used to have it once in a while with PlayStation 4.
Right.
Where there would be weird times where it'd be like, oop, we fucked up.
And we didn't save anything either.
Yeah. I haven't had it with the PlayStation 5, but it must be out there. I don't know what titles this is happening on. It doesn't say. But if PlayStation knew about it and they pushed out the product anyway, it's bullshit.
It's shitty no matter who does it. I'm with you. Exactly. I'm with you.
No excuse for that. At least if you know it's there and you can't fix it, say, hey, we fucked up. We're sorry about this. We just can't fix it.
Well, this goes to an ongoing class action lawsuit that has brought in not only Sony, but Xbox, and I believe Nintendo with faulty controllers where you wear out your analog sticks, which happens to all of us, and they knowingly allowed these things to go out. So it's I just another one of those things.
The controller that came with my PS5, I haven't had that thing for what now, about 18 months or so?
Yeah.
I had to replace the initial controller because it has drift.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I'm super fucking... I'm kind of waiting to see what happens with that lawsuit because if that goes through, they will have to replace that controller. And they should have to.
Absolutely.
I should not have drift in year one.
No. I had an Xbox 360. I burned through I don't know how many controllers with the 360 for drift. Yep. And my one, the controller lasted well over a year. And I'm hard on analog sticks, especially that right one, for wearing out. And mine lasted over a year. I think if you can get a year's worth of work out of them, it's not that it's acceptable, but I can kind of deal with it. Mm-hmm. That whole before a year, which was the 360. Wearing out. That's some bullshit, man. It's like a pair of shoes, like wearing out way before its time.
Right. I'm a firm believer that controllers should last the life cycle of the console.
I think that's unattainable.
Well, you know, it also depends on the player.
No, that's why I'm saying it's unattainable.
If you're going to put 1,500 hours into it in the first 6 months, like, yeah, you're probably gonna,
like, well, it just, it, they have, especially compared to what they had when we were growing up, dude, there's so many moving parts within fucking controller.
Well, that was what I was going to bring up. You take the PlayStation 5 controller. It is, without a doubt, the most advanced controller that's ever been made. There's adaptive triggers. So there's like tension and break points on the triggers when you're shooting guns and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. When you're moving the analog sticks, there can, it can apply resistance. Like, that's all shit that doesn't exist anywhere else. This right. controller oversold what it was capable of doing, and it's having some failures.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to replace some fucking controllers. Yeah. And the fact that they're not raising their hand and going, look, send us your defective controllers and we'll replace components, pisses me off.
Right.
And I'm wearing a PlayStation shirt right now. Like,
it's a Pride shirt.
I'm a PlayStation fanboy.
Bullshit. He's a Pride fanboy.
That too.
No, it's fine.
Don't get upset about it.
I support him too.
Fine.
So I ain't wearing a PlayStation shirt.
But seriously, I'm a PlayStation stan. But when I buy a thing, I expect it to fucking work. So if it doesn't work, then I'm looking back at the asshole that made it, and I say, why doesn't this work? Same thing we were bitching about, like, the cable company. I pay for 800 megs downstream.
Fucking bitches.
If I get 50 downstream, bitch, you owe me for 750 megs downstream that you ain't giving me.
Word.
Right.
Talk about it.
So, same thing, you know, if I don't get... Even if it's 5 years out of a controller before it wears out, I mean, you and I both know I'm not putting in 8 hours a day, 5 days a week right. playing games.
Fair enough. But you do play a lot of games, bro.
I do. But if I burn up a controller in 12 months and I've only put in 250 hours of gaming altogether, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, when I used to be laid off in the wintertime and I would play video games hardcore, like, I was ranked in all of the original Call of Duties, I'm putting time into this controller. I get it,
right.
You know. But when I'm working my ass off and I only have time a couple times a week to sit down and play a couple hours and my shit blows up after a year, fuck you. Give me a new one.
Hell right. yeah.
Now, I mean, if I was the type to be like, well, fuck this controller, and I bash it into the floor all the time, you know, I'd just be like, well, I did beat on it, but I'm gentle with my stuff.
Yeah, I don't throw controllers
in. No, I'm not a thrower.
Years
if
ago.
A game is even making me that mad, I'm going to shut it off.
Yeah.
Because if it's not relaxing me, I don't want to do it.
Right. Oh, no, I get heated.
Do you?
No, LG, I haven't thrown a controller in years. Not since I got the Xbox One, I have never thrown my controller. The Xbox 360, I have thrown many a controller.
Ooh. PlayStation 3, I would throw a controller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see
you. You get that whole fucking, I push the button thing.
That's the worst. It's the worst.
You know, you're just like, I push the button. I push the fucking button.
Right.
And that does make you mad. But by the time PlayStation 4 came around, the controller was responsive enough that I would be like, you know what? If it didn't register, I didn't push the button in time.
Oh, right. Couldn't possibly be the controller fucking up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, at that point, I'm like, those controllers were good enough that I was like, if it didn't...
I think you just need to suck the teeth at PlayStation a little bit. That's all you want to do. You're just trying to... I see what you're doing here. You're like, I tried to bring some negativity in here, but I gotta do this, guys.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I know what you're saying.
By the time the PlayStation 4 came around...
Right. I figured you out.
They were making a pretty decent product.
Okay.
PlayStation 3 had issues.
So did Xbox 360.
The last time I had to replace a component in a PlayStation was the PlayStation 3. I had to put a new CD-ROM in it.
That's bullshit. Well, which one? Your Pro or your Original?
No. PlayStation 3.
Oh, PlayStation 3. Sorry. Shut my face.
And it was a PlayStation 3 Fat. It wasn't the Slim model.
See, my PlayStation 3 Fat made it the whole... length of the PlayStation 3 run.
Well, the PlayStation 4 was almost out when I replaced the ROM, because it wasn't like maybe a month later or so I got the 4. But I kept the 3.
I played the shit out of my PlayStation 3, dude. I played Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, bro.
My big bitch with PlayStation 4 was it didn't have a lot of backwards compatibility. So I kept the 3. Right. And, you know, needed a new ROM.
Hence, Mrs. Marvel.
No, we're not doing Miss Marvel
today. Oh, we're not doing Miss Marvel today.
There's one more piece of news. Who read last?
Who fucking cares, bro?
This fucking guy.
Let me talk about this because this one deeply affects me.
Do it.
Let's talk about how Star Wars Hunters delayed indefinitely. No hopes of releasing until late 2023 or later. My mom, graciously, lovingly, she was like, son, I heard you speak of wanting a Nintendo Switch for an upcoming Star Wars title. I'd like you to have mine. And very much.
She did.
It was a balance of power and passing off. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And this was like in the middle of the pandemic. And guess what, dude? 2023 or later. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What? Bullshit. That's the only reason I wanted this fucking Nintendo Switch was for this fucking Star Wars Hunters. Mm-hmm. This is bullshit.
Fair.
Okay. My mom was trying to be nice. Mm-hmm. And Nintendo goes out and fucks me the time.
Yeah. Chris, what's in the hot sheets?
Fuck you, Don.
These are the hot sheets.
Don is a dickhole.
Disney Plus accidentally leaks the Book of Boba Fett season 2.
You guys think that's going to happen?
Yes.
Yes.
In episode season 2, episode 1, he gets in a back to tank.
See, I didn't have a problem with the back to tank for backstory. I found it was a vessel, bro. It was a literal and figurative vessel.
I know. I was just over it by the time we got to episode 3.5. Oh, four.
No. Oh. I don't know. By the time we got to the end where we're like, just everybody gets to get back to tank.
That was awesome. If Oprah cool. came out in some raggedy ass clothes and said, like, you get it back to Danny Trey, he was like, I get back to
everything. I've gotten to the point where I've had enough back to tank. There's way better ways to do flashbacks, and you know, let me reach out to Disney here. Disney, I know you're listening.
Oh, we know you're listening.
A flashback is a thing that you tell in a couple of minutes. It's not 28 minutes of a 37 minute show. Let's just square that away. Flashback. It's like, here's some exposition you need for this story.
I thought they told it fine. I like the way you fixed it.
Unless it's sand people, then you go.
But with I enjoyed it. I didn't have a problem.
I still 100% say you run episode 1 and 2 cohesive story. And then you can be like, oh, this whole thing was in the mind of Boba Fett while in the back to tank.
Right.
You know, and then you did it. You did it. Fine. And you didn't piss off the audience.
Hey, there it is.
Book of Boba Fett 2. Like Boogaloo.
Yes!
It's probably coming.
I want to see a guest.
Unlike any girl that's at your house for buffet
night. I just want to be able to, like, you see me fire out camera, and then I run up real close, and I'm like, Book of Boogaloo, back to Boogaloo! And then I run off screen.
Cue the cantina band.
Very Austin Powers meets fucking Book of Boba Fett.
If you're gonna do that, you gotta do that like it's not Rip Torn, but Rip Some Further. Guy from California that would have like the little streamers in a stick and go, yeah.
That's Rip Torn. That's Rip Torn.
No, Rip Torn was the dude that was in
Men in Black. Yeah. Rip.
No, that's Thorn.
No, it's Rip Torn is the guy from Men in Black. Fuck. But the other guy is
it's like, yay! And so he was at the end of like the first Jackass right. movie.
I swear it's Rip Torn because I always thought that's a fucking ridiculous name.
No, it's not. Okay. It's so close. It's like we're right there. Somebody's gonna be like, it's that dude, and we're like, yay! Anyway.
And fucking way.
Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel. Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
That's what I said.
Yeah, just like
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, guys. She listens.
Yeah, pretty trash.
Rip Torn was also the main bad guy. Beastmaster. Jesus.
Yes.
All right.
We're getting in it, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. And Miss Marvel, here we fucking go.
Yep, we got 24 minutes.
24 minutes, we're going to fucking do this.
All right, Colin Khan was a 16-year-old. And Fang,
fuck yeah.
After Fang, another drive, which was funny as shit.
Yeah, she really blew that shit.
And meeting with her high school counselor.
It's Choppy again.
Of course it is.
Fuck the show.
That's the internet being like, fuck this show.
Yeah. I don't even like us.
Anyway, she met with her high school counselor, Gabe Wilson, Kamala, and her best friend, Bruno Carelli. Carelli?
I'm going to go with
Carelli.
Finish her Captain Marvel cosplay for Avenger Con while avoiding her strict parents, Yusuf and Maniba.
Dude, I love her dad.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's so fucking nice.
What do they call him? It's not Papa, but it's a name like that. Baba,
I think.
Abu.
I think it's Abu. We like it. Yeah. Whatever it is,
it's very cute.
It's different that I'm used to hearing in my culture too. You know, you're used to dad, daddy, Papa,
but father. It's like Papa. It's endearing.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
I'm agreeing with you in the sense that it was cute. It had its, and that fucking dude, he was so lovable as the dad. When she hurt his feelings.
Oh, dude.
What the fuck did he do to you? Right. Kamala, you insensitive motherfucker.
I kind of was mad at her at the time.
Yeah.
But carry on. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Let's talk about how Kamala receives a package of items from her grand Osana, including a golden bangle, but Manuvi seeks it as junk. After Fam to convince her parents to let her go to AvengerCon, Kamala sneaks out with Bruno to attend anyway, taking the bangle as part of her cosplay, which was Bruno's idea, giving that little flair for mom, the little thing about you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It makes you, you.
After getting there and dressing up, she puts it on, but it causes her to project constructs of cosmic energy that inadvertently cause havoc. Mm-hmm. Amidst this chaos, Kamala uses her powers to save her classmate Zoe Zimmer, and Bruno rushes Kamala home, where a distraught Maniba pleads with her to focus on her own story. This is that like classic your parents telling you to get your head out of the clouds. You know, you've got to figure out what you got to do with life. You can't just be, you know, flaky the entire time. And catching her sneaking back into the house. I'll tell you what, the whole first episode, and it's a kind of a theme going through it. I find myself smiling to a lot of the stupid stuff that's going on. Family interaction, especially the family interaction with everybody's part to play in it. You know, the father being in charge, but really mother's run the show.
Uh-huh.
And the brother who's, you know, getting married. It was really just kind of, it's weird because it's like the story is not for me, but it's for that younger generation of kids coming up to have their own superhero being fleshed out in front of them.
Yeah. You're talking about the family. I am the family. And I thought watching this first episode, I'm like, somewhere down the line, this family's going to screw her over. And that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that, like, I was like, oh, he's like, the dad's a nice guy. The sister's kind of like, I knew like they cared for her. So I really felt somewhere down the line, they were going to drop the ball and endanger her in some way. And that didn't happen. And for me personally, I was pleasantly and happily surprised by that.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, in a mid-credit scene, the Department of Damage Control agents Clary and Sadie Deaver watch a video of Kamala's incident at AvengerCon and head to New Jersey to find and detain her.
Yeah, I didn't like that chick, though.
No, she's a dick.
Yes, fuck her. Nobody, like, you know, And she looks like one too.
Mm-hmm.
Very much like a bird penis. You know what I mean?
Blue barbed penis.
Not blue barbed. Just very much
burnt.
Like I was to if I was to imagine a tall herring having a penis, that's what it would look like her.
Right.
Very weird. Kamala begins training to control her powers with Bruno, who deduces that the bangle activated her own superpowers. Mm-hmm. Kamala, Bruno, and her friend Naki Bahardi attend a party organized by Zimmer, where they meet new senior Kamran.
I think it's Nakia.
Huh? Is it Nakia?
I think so.
Okay, I apologize. Kamran's a handsome dude.
Yeah, dude.
He's coming through, and he's got the fucking Porsche.
You know what? It's like super bizarre.
Talk to me, Goose.
He gets out of the pool and shakes like this, bone dry.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's funny you say that because I picked up on that too when I watched it. I'm like, son of a bitch is so smooth, he don't even need it.
And actually, I think there's a little steam that comes off him. Like, it's like all staged up really weird. And I wonder if, like, they were letting us know, like, he had powers, like low key. Like, maybe. He goes like this, a little bit of steam, dry. Puts on a shirt, not even wet. Oh, what the fuck?
Hey.
Nice.
Let it happen, friends. Let it fucking happen.
Kamala befriends Cameron, but Bruno becomes frustrated when she chooses to spend time with Cameron instead of training. After seeing a vision of a mysterious woman, Kamala asks Sana and Muniba about her great-grandmother, Aisha, the bangle's original owner, but both dismiss her, which is like that going thing where she's trying to ask her nani about, tell me about this. She doesn't want to talk about it, and the mother definitely doesn't want to talk about it, which you really don't find out why until almost the end of the series, why mom didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. Yusuf says young Sana has lost her way during the partition of India. And this is the first I ever heard of that. Like, I had no idea that there
was... Yeah, that was a lot of history. Yeah,
India became, sure. Like, this became Pakistan. This is India, like, you all gonna over here, we're all gonna stay over here.
And to start that episode of, like, say, hey, little backstory.
Yeah.
And to give you a little history lesson was a really clever way to bring you into the fold.
Good on Disney, as far as their writers, to be like, you know what, we're about a little bit of a history thing. I'm gonna tell it in a way that you're going to be like, shit, I didn't even know that happened.
Right.
But was mysteriously able to find her father again, which was super strange. After questioning Zimmer about her savior at AvengerCon, Cleary and Deaver ordered her to sweep the tri-state area, targeting South Asian communities and Separation. A young boy slips from a mosque and almost falls to Kamala until Kamala saves him with her powers.
Yes.
I have no idea what Ed Aladaha celebration is.
Yeah, it was a celebration is where I was going with it.
I'm all for it. Right. Apparently we're choppy,
of course we are, because that's how we fuck all.
Can't fix the internet. Stupid.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
It's only been 97 weeks now.
Fuck, bro.
Fuck,
you know?
Fuck, bro.
No, fuck, bro. Kamala is chased by DODC agents and led by Deaver, but is saved by Kamran, who introduces her to her mother, Najma, the woman for Kamala's vision. She just looked like she was up to no good.
Yeah,
I didn't trust her from the get. I didn't trust her from the get. I was like, "No, nah, you're not doing it for me."
Well, I'm a big horror fan, and when they kind of where we go away into just in the next series, so I'll save it for when I
ooh, I'm fun, mate.
So Najma explains that she and Cameron are part of a group of five enhanced beings known as clandestines, who claim to be djinns that were exiled from the Nuard dimension, and that Aisha was also one of them. Now, I'm a big horror guy, and anything djinn, there's nothing good that comes from a djinn. He is not your genie in a bottle. He's not Robin Williams. He sure as shit ain't Will Smith. They are there to get something for themselves, and they tempt you with a few of the shiny little things.
There was a horror movie about djinn, wasn't there?
Yes, it was Wishmaster.
Wishmaster, yeah, totally. Yes. Yeah. I watched, like, I think Wishmaster 1 and 2.
Yes, I think there went through 3 or 4. 1 and 2 were the best, though. I remember seeing them in the theaters. But yeah, so as soon as they mentioned djinn, it was like, you guys aren't good. You're not going to help. You're not good
people. All right. She also reveals that DeBagel might be able to help them return home and ask Kamala's help. Kamala agrees, but Bruno warns her that interdimensional travel could be dangerous. So she asks Kamran for more time to ensure that they can do it safely.
Kamran assents, but an impatient Najma decides to force Kamala to help them. Kamala's brother here marries his fiancée, Taisha. Kamran crashes their wedding to warn Kamala before the other clandestines arrive. I appreciated that, though. She got to do what you got to do.
Yeah,
you got to put yourself in a situation. You got to step the fuck up.
Right.
That's what heroes do.
Hell yeah. I will address that Joker voice brings up that it's based on a character at 5 failed solo comic runs, less viewership than Hawkeye. I will say, you know, it's very hard to bring about a new character.
Right.
That trying to find the medium to bring a new character across too. As far as comic books, you're not seeing Joe Schmo or Julie Schmo down the road just picking up a comic book to pick up a new character.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it might have a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Hawkeye had an inherent Avengers crowd.
That he was ingrained in us as Gen Xers, of being around. So Kamala, this new character in Kamala Harris, this new... I really think that has a lot to do with it. When you put up the numbers of the last episode against the first episode, you really see that. I think they did a good job with the story here, and bringing about a new character. I think that's why I like the show. Is at this point in the show, I like this because this is somebody I don't know about. That it's not my hero, you know, like it's not going to be somebody I would ever look up to because I'm already past that point in life. But to see that there's somebody there that for the younger generation to look up to and stuff, I kind of live vicariously through that. And it made that's why I enjoyed it.
You know, there was something that happened in the very beginning that I felt was very like, this is for the younger generation, the way they were putting like, text and stuff in the windows or like emojis, when she was typing, like you would see them as a background thing that was relevant to what she was doing on her phone or whatever. And I felt like that was a very cool thing to visually show.
Oh yeah.
But I felt like they got away from it as the episodes went on. Like you established you did this thing, but then like we brought phones back out and we're communicating, but that kind of went to the wayside.
Yeah.
And as a thing that I felt was like, that's not really targeted to me because that's not how I've watched my movies in the past. I was like, I kind of missed that because that was actually kind of cool.
I'm glad you brought that up because I noticed the same thing that at the end of the last three episodes, I would say, especially the last two, you didn't have that graffiti comic book stuff going on. Yep.
Yes. In
the background, and that was really cool.
Yes, I liked it. I felt it was relevant to what you were talking about. But
yeah, Chris, did you read that last up?
Kamala, Bruno, and Cameron are overpowered. While Najma tries to use the bangle, which triggers a vision of a train. The Department of Disaster Control agents arrive and capture the clandestines, including Cameron, as Kamala and Bruno escape. Nakia sees Kamala using her powers, mm-hmm. which blows her completely away because they share everything. And wait a minute. You're this person we've been hearing about?
Right.
I felt like I missed that part of the connection the two had when she was like really upset about it. I just, there was something like, did I miss? Cause she's like, we share everything. I tell you this and you tell, and I was like, I didn't feel like I, if they painted that picture, I don't feel like I picked up on it. I didn't read it, whatever it was. So that part kind of, I didn't understand it a little bit. I mean, it didn't throw me out, but I was like, oh, you're really upset about that. Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize your relationship was like that.
Right. Sana contacts Kamala, revealing that she also saw the vision of the train and insisting that Kamala and Moniba must visit Karachi.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, do what you do, buddy. Episode 4, Seeing Red. Mm-hmm. Kamala and Moniba travel to Karachi and Rina Sana, who later reveals to Kamala that the Bengal is trying to convey a message through the vision of the train.
Truth.
Yeah. Next day, a masked Kamala goes to the train station to investigate, but is attacked by Kareem, a member of the Red Dagger Vigilante group, who initially mistakes her for one of the clandestines. Which is basically they've been fighting since the beginning to prevent the clandestines from tearing apart our universe.
Right.
You know, we've been dealing with wearing these masks for the last couple years and everything. But for whatever reason, I still thought the little red scarf bandana thing, like tied behind and the way his hair, like, I still thought it was a cool look. Like, I haven't seen most people's whole face in 2 fucking years, but this is still a fucking cool look.
Right. There's something about that half secrecy.
Yeah, like that very much Bandito style look, you know. There's something about it.
Kareem takes Kamala to the Red Dagger's hideout, where Kamala learns from their leader, Walid, that the clandestines are trying to break the veil of Noor, which separates the Noor dimension from the human world in order to expand and take over. The clandestines escape the DODC, Department of Damage Control.
Yes.
Supermax prison, but Najim abandons Kamran for his betrayal. Did the story ever explain why the Noor dimension wanted to take over Earth?
I thought it was more, I took it as more along the lines of because of the veil of Noor, they were exiled. For them to return, it would tear it apart.
Okay, what made the world who's into ours as opposed to ours who's into that one? Did it explain that, or we just
I think we're just accepting it, other than it's been that way. Other than
they seem to have been stuck.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, they got stuck where they were. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
They were specifically sent out of the Noor dimension. Like, they were like, you gotta go. But I just don't understand what if they explain why Noor dimension would come here as opposed to us going, our world going there.
Because of the crazy times we're living in.
All right, SpongeBob.
I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Crazy times.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Hey, Kamala begins training with the Red Daggers to master her powers, but they are interrupted by the clandestines because they're mud motherfuckers. A chase ensues, during which Walid kills one of the clandestines from Najami. Him in turn.
That was a weird emotional moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even give a fuck about this guy? And then I was like, oh no.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
He had so much wisdom. He was so knowledgeable. And he knew he was supposed to
be. JB is implying that the Having two bagels allows free passage between
the dimensions. Well, they in the beginning they were like hiding up the one of the bagels, and they say line needing two, in order to get back. And
yeah, I missed that.
They use the one, and then Aisha disappears with it to get lost in our dimension.
Got you.
So as Kamala and Kareem fend off the clandestines, Kareem kills one of them, and Najma accidentally stabs the bangle, sending Kamala back in time to the partition of India and Pakistan.
This is where the story gets super fucking heavy.
Yeah.
So in India in 1942, Aisha takes refuge in the village where Hassan and the Indian independence activists offer her food and shelter. They fall in love and have a child, Sana.
Sana.
5 years later, Najimi finds Aisha, and order her to retrieve the bangles.
It's going to be hard to get to.
Yes,
that's super hard. Said. That's what she said. May take a little bit.
May take a walk.
So, and she was like, yeah, you got until tomorrow.
We gotta go, motherfucker.
Aisha leaves it with Sana and attempts to flee the new nation of Pakistan with her family, but Najami finds and stabs her. I didn't like this shit. Never liked her from the beginning. I said it. Hassan and Sana are separated in the chaos.
Yeah.
Kamala is able to interact with Aisha, who asks her to guide Sana before dying.
Yeah.
Just this whole... It was crazy, like being back and she's helping out, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? And like, she picks the kid up, and you're like, can you fucking do that? Yeah. And she can. It's fucking right. Wild.
Could you imagine if one day, like, they're like, hey, this we're going to split the country in half, and Ohio is going to be the place where you got to go if you want to be okay. You're like, fuck it. I'm staying here. Kill me.
Fuck Ohio.
I don't know.
Fuck Ohio. Because that's what happened in partition.
Like, I guess, man.
They made Pakistan.
Right.
Pakistan. They're basically wasn't like, if you're going to be Muslim, then you would go here.
Yeah.
And if you were going to be Hindu, you would go there.
They're like, you can be that over the fuck there.
It's that classic imperialism. Yeah. We're going to go to an area, mix everything the fuck up, so that way they all argue with each other and they leave us to rule.
Exactly. Yeah. But if my choice was to go to Ohio, I'm like, you're going to have to take me out, homie.
Shoot me in the throat!
What the fuck is a Buckeye? Conjuring a protection of sorts to lead Sana to her father, Kamala realizes she was the one who reunited them. Returning to the present, she finds that Najma's strike had opened the Vale of Noor, but it vaporizes anyone who interacts with it. I will say that Joker Voice brings up a good point in here, that this show does a really good job of setting you up on this emotional roller coaster to where every high and every low has enough time to kind of breathe and let you really take it in before we jump back in and buckle up for the next low or the next high. That it really did well for carrying the story along. I binged this show the first time through. And it was a great show to binge straight through. Like, it felt like this is a really good, you know, 6 hour movie, 5 hour movie.
Yeah. I enjoyed
it. Absolutely. Najma transfers her power to Kamran before sacrificing herself to close the veil. Well, that's a fucking neat trick. It was one of those things where I was like, you can do that? Seems convenient. Like, why would you program that into your existence? Like, hey, you know what? Just before I die,
I'm getting rid of this shit.
You can be powerful. Right. Anyway, Sana and Munimba finds Kamala and her letter accepts her daughter's powers. Later accepts her daughter's
powers. The latter.
Yes, that's what I didn't say.
Fucking
meanwhile, fuck. Kamran seeks refuge with Bruno.
Who's been calling him Brian this entire time.
Fucking Brian. Fuck you, Brian. Fucking after being attacked by the DODC drone.
Kelly Cameron says there's a giant wolf on the stool on the deck.
Trying to is that do a thing? Here. Trying to do a podcast here, babe. Use my flip flop, which you're probably wearing.
Wait, what? So there's a wolf on
you
your patio?
You can't scare a
wait,
wolf away with a flip right flop.
She's talking about spiders. Spiders.
Oh, come on. Oh, Luna girl.
Wolf spider.
Jesus. I can't deal with her right
no,
now.
No, I'm like, there's a wolf.
Yeah, like, I thought there was a wolf in Pennsylvania on the deck. Like, yo, you guys got any garbage?
No.
You guys got gray wolves down there, don't you?
No, we've got some coyotes.
Just coyotes. That's
about it. Yeah,
little and wolf vicious. Spiders and little wolf
sometimes,
spiders.
Sometimes some coy dogs, the wild dogs that kind of mate with a coyote. We get a few of them once in a while.
We got wolves, or I mean, coyotes here. They're little bitches. They're little. They'll take your schnauzer. But
yes, you got a cat out in the yard that doesn't really know how to be a cat, and he's gonna get fucked up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I read all this shit, bro.
Did you?
Yep.
Bet.
Fucking bet, bro.
Nice. Episode 6.
No.
While Bruno and Cameron are on the run, Deaver orders a citywide lockdown to find the ladder. Kamala crafts a disguise using a gift from her mother and Kareem's cloth before reuniting with the boys. With help from Nakia, Amir, and Zimmer, the group stalls the DODC agents.
Hell yeah.
In the school. These motherfuckers set up outside of school with guns and shit. Thinking it's okay.
That's awesome.
Cleary orders. Oh, wait.
What?
No, I mean, he said things.
Yeah.
Cleary orders to retreat, but Deaver ignores him. There was this moment where he was like, you're going to have to stand down. And I'm like, this bitch ain't going to do
that's
that.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, she ain't going to fucking listen to you.
Like, not even a chance.
There's things we need to do, and there's bad press. Get the fuck out of there. You're fucking things up.
Deaver leads a detachment of agents to storm the school. Like, what kind of... You're a fucking douchebag.
For crazy side weapons.
You know what people love 2022? When people shoot up the school.
That's what they
Kamala and her friends are hiding and arrest everyone except for. Wait, that's weird.
It's because you didn't read it all properly, you normally don't.
Yeah, they did a detachment of agents storming the school while Kamala and her friends are hiding and arrest everyone except for Kamala and Kamran, who confront Deaver. She attacks him, but Kamala fights off the agents, allowing. To escape, she had this like mad, like assault weapon fucking thing she was shooting him with, and she's like, no, she went full Neo. She's like, no,
I got this, bitch, dude. I enjoy their little fucking let's all wear fucking matching hoodies and fucking run through the school and bicycles. And it was very growing. Kid movie, like, you know, like that's kind of shit I would expect some in a kid superhero. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I had fun with it.
Oh yeah,
I said.
You said it.
I said it. I meant it. Fucking love fire extinguishers. Yeah, three, buddy.
Oh, it is me. Bruno. She possesses mutated genes, which the rest of her family lacks. In a mid-credits scene, the myth glow that teleports Kamala out of her bedroom, Danvers appears in her face. We are left with the little note that says, we'll pick up her story in Marvels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, the whole... I did not catch this the first go round. She's got mutated genes. He says that there is the 90s X-Men theme fucking like subtly plays in that moment.
Right.
I didn't catch that until I seen it on a playback. Somebody pointed it out to me and I'm like, oh shit, son. I mean, like, I knew mutants when he said the mutated genes, but, like, that really fucking stamps it for me. I was like, mutants. Fucking mutants.
Absolutely.
And then the whole fucking Danvers suddenly appearing, they switch. Like, what the fuck was that?
Right.
What kind of fucking magical shit is that?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Danvers showing up into her number one fan's fucking bedroom.
Like, she's looking at all this shit. She's like, I got a fucking stalker, and I ended up in her bathroom. What the fuck?
You know, a lot of people fucking shit on Captain Marvel.
I don't know.
I love that movie.
I don't love it. Like, it's not. There are definitely other Avengers hero movies that I put above it. I really enjoyed it.
But I also really like the Green Lantern movie that everybody shits on.
Never seen it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I like it. I don't like the end of it, but I like it.
Fucking sexy boy. He's like a sailor.
Well, shit. It's time to wrap this fucker up.
Wrap this shit up, son.
Brady can barely stand it.
Look, let me tell you something about Miss Marvel. I don't know shit about Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
This was my first introduction. I have heard of Miss Marvel. Knew Miss Marvel was a younger lady / girl / woman.
Yeah.
Didn't know she was Muslim. Didn't know all these other little intricacies. Didn't know nothing about this bangle. From my understanding, she is not a mutant. That's not how comic origin is. But you know what? Young female superhero. I'm good with it. Like, I enjoyed it. I had a fun ride. It didn't have to be too fucking serious. That's not what the story was. So it didn't need to be. I enjoyed it for the adventure it was. Not my favorite character, but an enjoyable character.
It was different being taken into, you know, an ethnic and a religious background
I'm
not familiar with at all, you know, like other than the basics, to be part of that. And then to, you know, to learn some of the history behind, you know, where Pakistan, how Pakistan was created and stuff. Just the little things were like a real grab at, like, this is neat. This is, you know, this is something very personal to, you know, to bring a superhero to somebody that isn't represented by superheroes.
You know,
so it is. Is that what it was going after? Of course it was. But I, not knowing this character and seeing a new character fleshed out on the screen like this was fun for me.
Before this TV show and Multiverse of Madness, I thought in my head, American Chavez and Ms. Marvel were the same character.
Yeah.
I really thought they were. That's how little I knew of Ms. Marvel. And obviously a girl, but
yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that, and I'm not sure that I'm not in that camp. Like, that there's definitely some times where I had trouble discerning one from the other.
Yeah, I thought America Chavez was Miss Marvel's, like, Clark Kent is Superman, alter ego Peter Parker is Spider-Man. That's what I thought America Chavez was initially. Back a while. Yeah. So, like, I don't have the knowledge of this character, but I enjoyed the story they presented to me of this character.
Yeah. I 100% agree with what Joker voice is saying. Like, can we get off the I need to see myself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
On screen narrative. I also feel like things should be written and acted and expressed in a way that is not always fucking cis white male, whatever. Like, let's tell stories and put the people in the stories that belong in the stories.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which we have not traditionally done.
Well, the story never is written in a way to, you know, where we're just going to flip it. Like, wow, we'll just change the skin color. We'll just change this of a character you all know already. And this was not that. This was I thought it was a good story fleshed out in a character that we don't see, you know, as far as their background. So if the story is going to hold true to it, you know, it's not your normal, here's, you know, diversity, here's inclusion, here's for the sake of it. Here's the scripture.
Can I ask a question, though? And maybe I'm just, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but like, wasn't this how this character was fucking created in a comic book?
100%.
Like, right? Yeah. Like, that's where this character came up. This has nothing to do with inclusion. This is how somebody just said, right, hey, I want to make this fucking character. They're Muslim. They're from wherever. They got these ties, blah, blah, blah. And this is the story I'm going to write. And somebody's like, yeah, we want that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not like they were, you know what I mean? This is what somebody came up with. Somebody chose to make Peter Parker a fucking science nerd. Stan Lee chose to make that character the way he fucking made him. Yeah, so whoever created Ms. Marvel, whoever wanted to make her Muslim, made her Muslim for their reasons and their reasons there. And they're telling the story to show you there are people out there who are Muslim. Yeah. Not all of us are fucking white. Yeah. Not all of us are fucking black. We have different races. And you mean to tell me that in this fantasy fucking world you created, where you have this whole race of people, you're only going to turn white males into fucking superheroes? Like, I don't fucking, what?
Yeah. I just think that I'm in a camp of, we'll see a lot less of this big deal made about inclusion and representation and all that once it no longer becomes an issue.
I just don't see the fucking issue.
We're just, that's the thing. We're on the precipice of when some people who were previously marginalized are making decisions. And so we're seeing a thing that we didn't typically see before. People like you and I, not offended by it. So we don't pick up on it a lot. There's other people that they're like, wait a minute now we're just doing stuff.
Well, when it comes to that, where the argument sits upon like, well, why did you change a character from a white male to a black female? That's where they sit upon. And where this story, you can't say that. It's completely different. This is a character, whether it was written by the author to put herself in as a character herself or not. I thought they fleshed this out on screen as a good story. Right. And as far as who they are, I was kind of entertained by bringing into something that I'm not familiar with. And I thought it was fun.
Yeah. Like, I just think people need to get the fuck over it. Like, there's so many different types of fucking people in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody's going to write a story about somebody that's not fucking you.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna fucking happen.
Nobody was getting bent out of shape.
I'm not saying that.
Saying nobody was getting bent out of shape all these years that Aladdin was. It's an Arabic kid, but it's clearly written as a tan white dude. Yeah. Like nobody fucking was like, fuck Disney. Like we're just at a point where some people that used to be real comfortable are no longer real comfortable. And the rest of us are like, what are you fucking talking about? And we're all in the camp of, what are you talking about? And there's other people that are like, come on, bro. I wanted my white Aladdin dude. You know, so let's just, you know, bite that in the lip right there. That's how we feel. We acknowledge other people feel differently.
Absolutely.
I understand people going, why all the inclusion all of a sudden? But, like, why did it take so long?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a – I guess I just don't look at it as inclusion. I just look at it as somebody wrote this story, so somebody else is like, that's a good story. I want to pick it up and present it.
Yeah.
You can choose to watch it or not. Yeah. That's totally fucking up to you. You know what I mean? So,
but that's the thing is your position is it's not inclusion. It's just the story.
Right.
And other people are like, wait a minute. I don't see cis white male in this role. And so it's different to them.
I got you.
Okay. And honestly, like sitting as like when I watched the first episode of the show, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to watch the rest of this.
I was the same fucking way.
Not really if it's for me. It's like it's a teenage movie. That's you know? What I felt. I'm not really sure. And then I watched the second episode and I'm like, oh, you know why? I'm fucking smiling like an idiot over some of these things. Like, this is kind of cool. Like, I like the, all right, I'll deal with. And, you know, halfway through, I'm like, well, shit. You know, through third, fourth episode, I was like, wow, this is a really good story. I'm definitely going to watch the end of it now. So
yeah, it was solid. Definitely solid. I enjoyed I enjoyed it. It was fun. Like I said, knew nothing of this character. And what I thought I knew, like I said about the American Chavez, like obviously I was way fucking off, you know. But I've never pretended like I know all these characters. I don't know them through and through. A lot of them, I'm learning the story, and then people are after the fact like, well, you know, that wasn't like that. And you know what? I was the same way when I watched the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie. I was like, Spider-Man didn't have web shooters that shot at his arms. Like, he made those, you know? So, like, I knew that because I knew Spider-Man. So, you know, people are going to have their gripes.
And if you stick around long enough, you get a Spider-Man movie where they make fun of the fact that, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We actually have
web shooters. It fucking happened.
Yeah. All right, let's kill this motherfucker.
Fuck yeah, wrap this shit up, bro.
Everybody take a second to 5-star this thing. I know you're not going to do it. Ain't nobody wrote a review in
I'll check it right now. That's not
we've got all these new listeners that are tuning into the show, and nobody's writing fucking reviews. Let's get some reviews, kids, is what I'm saying.
We're your friends. Yeah, last one we got was February 25th, 2022.
Which is weird because since February 2022, we've probably added 30% of our viewership.
Yeah, it's happened.
Right?
So, reviews, kids.
Yeah, even if we suck. Come on,
let us know.
Tell us we suck. Tell us we're fucking nice and we...
Tell Don he sucks.
You know? Yeah, tell me I suck. I do. I'm not good at stuff.
It happens.
Like, look at this shit. It doesn't even work.
I can hear it, but you guys can't.
It's fucking like, awful. What was that even? What the fuck?
$600. What a waste.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
It'll be the second time I have to reach this motherfucker.
Son of a bitch. Make sure you subscribe to us before you get your fucking podcasts.
Truth.
Because we're not just on iTunes. We're not just on the Spotify. We're in all places.
We do places.
Yeah.
All the places.
I'm sometimes in the corner watching like sick cucks.
Right.
Sick fucks.
Cucks. Not
cucks. That's a different thing.
Yeah, completely. Cuck like makes sense. You're a sick fuck. Like this guy needs medication.
Yeah, we know you're a sick fuck. You're a sick fuck cuck.
Whoa, that's too far.
No, I feel it's right.
Follow social media and interact with us on the grand Twitter and Facebook.
Or maybe that's where you send your restraining order.
Right.
You can reach us there.
It's true.
Yeah, we won't sign for anything though.
Hey. Don.
We're not signing for anything.
Don. What? Don't sign for stuff, but tell these people where they can find you.
Well, you're definitely going to be able to find me at A The Escape Pod on Twitter, at Jetfire1979 on Twitter.
Oh.
At Della Snooch on Instagram.
Nice.
At StrangerTHH Pod.
Wow.
On Instagram.
That's a lot.
Stranger Things has been.
Yeah,
yes. And I think that about sums me up.
Nice. A lot of sewage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Love it if you were to play along, dude. Play the at home game. What the fuck are you doing?
We're dealing.
What? What do you want? They already know where to find you. No, I'm just fucking with you. Where can they find you?
Killing you and digging your goddamn grave.
You can find me on Instagram and
Twitter at lowercase o, zero, capital B-I-G, underscore, capital L-O-V-I-N, zero, lowercase o. Once again, that's on Instagram and Twitter.
Where can they find you when you're playing on Twitch, bro?
I have to look that up. I don't have that one memorized. Because I couldn't do the underscore, so I had to do it a different way than I do everything else.
Yeah.
So I think it's lowercase o, zero, capital B-I-G, capital L-O-V-I-N.
I think it is.
Okay.
Yes.
But I'm there.
You are there.
I'm there.
How come you don't play on the ATSW, the Escape Pod Twitch?
Because then I got other shit. I got to log out of this, to log into that.
All right. I just asking. Chris, where can they find you?
You can find me at Dragon underscore Buddy on the gram. You can find me at Dragon underscore Bud with 2 D's on the Twitter. And you can find me on Twitch. I'm going to try to get some sort of schedule going. I can actually be on every week on Twitch. That would be Dragon Bud number 8. on Twitch.
Oh, and don't please forget to plug this one too. You guys can find us on TikTok.
Oh yeah,
we're on TikTok.
We're hoping to make it to TikTok this
weekend. Hope it's another one.
So, yeah.
No, it's
nice.
ATSW Escape.
100%. Nice. He doesn't have a drink, kids.
I don't have a drink. But thanks for hanging out with us.
We'll see you guys next time.
May the force be with you.
And go blue.
Go blue. Go blue with the high fives. Yay.
Go high fives.
I don't. If peeing your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
Yeah.
This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit redfivenetwork.com.